Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Kendra Awberry, Adult Services and Programming Manager for the Martin County Library System. The library system will be hosting Book Mania, the Author Book Festival, on Saturday, February 2nd at Jensen Beach High School, beginning at 9 a.m. Kendra, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
As an outside observer, it seems like you've always got something going on. Book Mania, which we're just about to talk about, Chautauqua South, that takes place during the season, and you host various artists, authors, and storytellers. You've got a book depot for used books, and great support from the Friends of the Martin County Library. Are all libraries this robust, or is something special going on here?
This is a very special community. We receive so much support, from financial support through our friends and our foundation, as well as support from the many volunteers. The library system has 400 volunteers that donate nearly 30,000 hours of service each year, which is phenomenal. They help keep our doors open.
So tell me about this year's Book Mania.
Book Mania will be on February 2nd at Jensen Beach High School. We have a wonderful lineup of authors. It will be hard for readers to not find something that they enjoy, whether you're into history with just the straight facts told in, you know, compelling ways, or whether you like your history with, you know, mingled in with a nice story, or if you're a mystery lover or you just like drama, you know, literary fiction. We've got something for everyone.
And what is the day like?
The day is unique in that we have panels of authors where we bring them together with skilled moderators who bring out interesting aspects of, you know, the author's writing style. So we've gathered together some of the best nationally recognized mystery authors, for instance, and Scott Iman with the Palm Beach Post will be moderating and creating a neat environment.
And making things even better, it's free.
It is. It's free to anyone to attend, thanks to the generosity of the Library Foundation of Martin County and the Waltz Fund.
So. I'm speaking today with Kendra Awberry from the Martin County Library System. How have libraries changed as technology evolves? What are some of the challenges and opportunities that an ever-increasing digital world have meant for you?
Libraries have always been about connecting people and their information needs to the best and most credible information available. And technology has allowed us to bring even more high-quality information to the general public, which is terrific. We have a whole host of online resources available to us. Often, individuals will get frustrated with finding information if they're left to their own devices with a simple Google search. Google is wonderful, but there are some things where getting 5 million hits, for instance, is overwhelming. And if you're looking for a very specific piece of information, advice on how to repair your car or what treatment options are available to you if you have a sick loved one, there's some other sources out there which gives a little bit more direct information. In addition to the website, many people are finding out about us and asking us questions, you know, online, text messaging with Ask a Librarian service. So we have to meet people on a lot of different levels. We get people wanting to know answers to questions via Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all these different platforms, which is terrific.
You've got Booked for Lunch coming up. It's a major fundraiser for the library.
Yes, the Friends of the Martin County Library System are holding this event on February 25th at the Willoughby Golf Club. And the special thing about this is that the money raised will support summer reading programs for children and adults. And Tammy Hoag is the featured author for Booked for Lunch this year.
I've been speaking with Kendra Awberry with the Martin County Library System. If you'd like more information about the library or Booked for Lunch, you'll find links on our website, wqcs.org. Kendra, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.